Now, this is where the suffering servant is the gospel. The suffering servant is the gospel. Let's see how the gospel is described here. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. What you see described in verse 5 is what is referenced sometimes as the great exchange when you talk about theological doctrines. You see this mentioned in Romans. You see this mentioned in other epistles. And it's really easy. The great exchange is just this. Jesus for us. Jesus for us. In verse 5, you see four ways in which he takes our place. He was pierced for our transgressions. So he was physically punished for our sins. He was crushed for our iniquities. Another exchange, right? His chastisement, his punishment, his abandonment, what do we get? We have peace with God. That's an exchange because he was alienated at the cross. His father couldn't even look at him. And with his wounds, we are healed. He is injured. We are made whole. This is the great exchange that the Bible speaks of, for which Jesus is the centerpiece. I want to share something with you. This is probably a part of my spiritual history. But I have here a full piece of Lord's Supper matzah bread. It's flat because there's no leaven, because the symbolism is that leaven represents sin. And so for Jewish people, it's unleavened bread. The reason why I wanted to share this with you, because for 20 years of my life, my pastor, during the Lord's Supper, he would hold this up, and he would say, this is the only picture of Jesus that the Bible has ever given to us. He was pierced for our transgressions. This is baked, burned. The flour to make it was crushed by whatever grain made it. This is my body, broken for you. So he would describe it, we would all look at it, and then we would break off our own piece, realizing that, you know what? I had a tremendous part on Jesus being crucified, and this is how I'm told to remember him. This picture of a pierced, baked, multicolored body, the only picture the Bible gives of Jesus by his own words. You know, this broken act is meant to be experienced and physical because his body was broken physically. But as we partake of it, not this week, not enough, in 2 weeks, but as we partake of it, we also realize that in addition to a physical experience, that this speaks of a heavenly gospel truth of the great exchange, Jesus for us. Verse 5 and the surrounding verses describes substitutionary atonement so well that a sacrifice needed to be made for our sins to pay the punishment and receive God's wrath, which is rightfully deserved by sinners like us. But yet, Jesus' body was broken for us. And all of the blessings and benefits are ours in Christ. Have you placed your trust in this suffering servant? In this Christ?